The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today released the final decision on a proposed land exchange in the Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuge with Interior Native Corporation Doyon Limited. The agency went with its preferred alternative, which means the exchange will not happen. Doyon Vice President for Lands and Natural Resources, Jim Meary, says company officials have known for some time that this was going to be the federal decision, although Meary says Doyon officials felt the exchange had viable benefits for both parties. They're not upset that the exchange did not go through. The U.S. Geological Survey found prospects on Doyon land that look promising.
We like the work that the U.S. Geological Survey had done. It was quite intriguing, and so we decided to gather 96 miles of seismic information up at Stevens Village this past winter. We work very closely with both the tribe and the village corporation, and we're currently just getting the information and processing it, and we'll be analyzing it over the next few months.
Meary says the long-term projected price of oil means smaller exploration projects may still be profitable. Doyon's original proposal would have exchanged 150,000 acres of its land holdings within the refuge for 110,000 acres of refuge lands that had potential for oil and gas development, with oil and gas rights to an adjacent 97,000 acres.